This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode 12. My name is Brian Anderson. I'm excited to have you here. I am the founder and creator of all things Annuity Straight Talk. And out in Washington, my co-host, who is only adding to the intelligence level of Annuity Straight Talk, Ashok, say hello.
Hello, this is Ashok Ramji, the founder and creator of Top Planning. Excited as always to be on another terrific episode of Annuity Straight Talk, the podcast.
Yes, and I am the blunt one, often not very politically correct. Ashok presents better than I do, just because he's so level-headed, mild-mannered, but don't let it fool you. He's got his own opinions as well. Off camera, we really let people have it. So
on camera, very polite and charming.
Yes, and I apologize. I did freshly shave my head this morning. I should have waxed it so I got a nice glow on my bald head, but that's okay. I'm never perfect, right? But I stepped it up from the t-shirt and I went a little more professional today.
The information we're about to share will more than make up for it. What have we got today, Brian?
I sure hope so. I kind of like the track we've developed over the last 5 or 6 weeks, or episodes anyway, you know, minus the recording glitch that kind of put a couple of them back. But just a recap was, we talked about guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefits, and then we talked about income versus accumulation products, and then we talked about Nationwide had a very aggressive payout. And to be noted, even after just a few weeks, that market's changed a little bit. So that's why you need a good people to kind of keep their thumb on the pulse, if you will. And we looked at a couple of those contracts and Ashok had a great case study. But now, again, we're going to do, because we've done the income contracts and in an income scenario, we're going to look at an accumulation product today. And it's one that we both like. And I guess that's kind of how we met each other. We were both connected to this company and being in the same region, that's our internal wholesaler introduced us. And that's where this thing was born. And it's where it took off. So
I like the fact that you too would look at products based on what they were doing using your own homework and saying, hey, this is pretty cool. This is where I can see it fitting in. And I hope people see from our reviews, we're actually using some of these products and saying, this is where we feel like this fits in this context. This other product may fit in another type of context. So everything we're going to be talking about today is, how do you use an annuity for accumulation purposes? We're not talking about using it for income. We're trying to say, let's see if we can swing for the fences with complete downside market protection.
That is correct. And so we look at, and obviously a lot of the strategies I've been using for the last several years are focused around having good accumulation in a product where people want to protect money and looking for safety, but can't find the yield. This is an awesome way. And I like to say index annuities allow you to leverage low interest rates to get an acceptable rate of return on saved money. And lots of different ways to look at it. And again, I wrote the newsletter. Actually, I recorded a video for the newsletter a couple of weeks ago on this product, Ashok, and I called it the best growth annuity. Now, that's a matter of opinion, is it not?
It is, because some people might prefer another growth annuity.
And so we continually, now I will present somebody who's looking for accumulation. I like to present this product as the top choice. Within this company, there are shorter term products that work well also, and we can explain why this is better. And then we go into, I think I probably, even if somebody does decide to buy this contract from me, we will typically have looked at 3 or 4 different annuities and some of the more popular selling contracts. And then I make my case and present it saying, this is why I believe this is the best one. I mean, we've got an A+ company. We've got excellent growth potential. I've got a good rate history with past contracts. People are really happy with it. And that's, you know, you look at it and say, well, what else do you want, right?
Correct. If you take a step back, what we're trying to accomplish today, I've heard it been said that there are 3 types of institutions that can hold your money. either have a bank, you have an insurance company, or you have a brokerage firm. And so here, I was just looking before we went on the air, the CDs right now at a bank, let's just take a five-year CD, the highest rate I'm seeing is about 1%. And we know that right now, the latest inflation readings are coming in hotter than that. And so we have to just say, okay, if we were to look out, say, the next 5 years, 10 years or so, don't we need our money to work for us better than 1% to at least match or maybe hopefully offset our reduced purchasing power? But at the same time, if you go to the other end of the extreme, if we don't want these funds to take on a lot of market risk, we want them to be there. So what we're talking about today is how do you safely accumulate where we can have that preservation of capital while at the same time growing our monies with complete upside potential. This product we're going to talk about here has a lot of nifty features in its design. So there's really what, Brian, no caps. There's ways to grow this even more if one wants to pay a fee, and the upside potential is unlimited.
Yes, and that's what I really like about it. And so when we start, we show this illustration, I'm going to tell everyone, if we're doing income planning or RMD planning or even just portfolio management, it's nice to look at the upside and the big flashy numbers, but it's very important to start with a conservative assumption. And what I like to tell people is I think if you get a 4 to 5% average on this thing, it's going to do everything you need it to do. And we're not going to be the guys that go out, you know, there's other contracts similar to this, and then the guys are just going to show them a 10% illustration. And if it doesn't work out to get 10%, then you're going to be disappointed if that's your expectation from the beginning. So, and especially if we need 10% to make an income plan work, we're doing something wrong. So we'll look at something conservative, and that's where I think we should just start with that. What do you say, Ashok?
I agree with you. The rate of return on products like these typically are like 3 to 5%. These are, at the end of the day, fixed income replacements, or if we're looking at them as an alternate to fixed income. So we usually have lower rates of return than what you're saying earlier.
Right. Look at this. I like this. It's like the hall of annuity straight talk right here. I'm a child. All right. So are you with me? You got it now?
I see your illustration software up on the screen. This is Annuity Straight Talk, the podcast. You can be watching this. Everything Brian's going to be sharing, we stream this right onto YouTube on the Annuity Straight Talk channel. The number to call, by the way, if you're interested in learning more, 800-438-5121. That's 800-438-5121. Go to annuitystraighttalk.com. Hit the green schedule a call button. Go ahead, Brian.
Here we go. I appreciate the plug there, Ashok. Yes, get a hold of us anytime. We've had a few people that just found the podcast and gave us a call. I don't bite. Nice guy, and I'll answer your questions. So I'm going to run this illustration in the state of Montana because that's where I'm at right now. Now, as far as the upside potential of the contract, the meat and potatoes of it is going to be the same just no matter what state you're in, but there's a few contractual differences with surrender charges and things of that nature in different states. And so for all intents and purposes, it doesn't make a difference. I recorded a YouTube video with this kind of similar track, and we're going to do a better job. So I did that a couple weeks ago. So this will replace that. One of the things I did wrong in the video is I had the age set at 45, which is the minimum age to buy it. And, or is the minimum age is 40. But anyway, so we're going to go like kind of standard, which is typical people we talk to, 60 to 70, something like that. So this is a little closer. Let's just do 65. How about that? Any arguments, Ashok?
No, young people can use an annuity like this if they don't have a lot of risk tolerance and they feel like I've worked for this money. I want to go up the mountain very safely. For the most part, we see people that are a little older in age, but a product like this, because we're really not using it for income, I think the age is not as of great import. We're really thinking more of the surrender schedule period of time, like 10 years that you're going to need to hold this money in the contract.
Right. Okay. No, that's makes sense. And then obviously with the liquidity and the withdrawals, you're not just stuck there. You can use it, right?
Correct.
Okay. So real quick, I think we should just cover the additional riders. This is an additional benefit rider, which I'm not a big fan of it. What do you think, Ashok?
Agreed. It's a nice feature that basically gives you a little extra bonus. There is an additional annuitization bump at the end of the 10-year period. But if you're not really going to be using it for a payout, I just would personally, we don't use the additional benefit rider in our designs any further.
Right. It allows you, I think this is a 10-year contract. So one of the things it does, you get the bonus, you get enhanced free withdrawals when they're not used in the previous year. So if you don't take 10% 1 year, you can get 20% the next year. And then it also has the one thing that where I've showed it to people, I've never actually put it on a contract, is that it allows you to get out with all your premium after the third contract year if you decide.
I think they change it now. It's for the fifth year. In year five, you can get all your money back.
It's after the fourth. Yeah. Okay. Right. So it's after the fourth year. Yeah. You can, if you put $100,000 into this and you go through, 4 years and say, I hate this, I don't want it, you can get out of it. But I'll show you why that's inconsequential in my opinion. Okay. Funding. So we're not elected there. Funding is $100,000. So this is what I like about the contract, Ashok. You've got so many different options. And one thing I say about other contracts that maybe can illustrate 10%, they have just one, maybe two ways to do it. And when I like this one, because it's got there are actually four index options in this contract that will illustrate to have averaged more than 10% in the past, or right around 10% in the past 10 years. So to have the optionality of doing that makes a big difference to me, I think. So what I'm doing, if you want to explain some of these as I'm putting them together, Ashok, you can go ahead and do that.
Sure, we have. And what I really like about this,
and we'll skip the strategy fee for now.
Yeah, you have a diverse group like Standard & Poor's. You have Fidelity of Fidelity Investments, and you have BlackRock, three very well-known entities that have put together proprietary indices. And the S&P Mark 5, I believe, has been around since 2017. So there's actual history going back the past 4 years.
No, that's actually been around since 2010. It just hasn't been publicly available, but they've been tracking that index. Has been around for... It just crossed the 10-year point. So it's actually, those are real numbers going back 10 years, which I just learned that a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. I thought the index was created in 2017. But you learn something new every day, even on the podcast. But the idea is that you have diverse strategies, and you can say, well, if I want to have something that's focused on, say, gold, stocks, and bonds, that's why it's called multi-asset risk control, MARC. We can focus there. But if you want to focus, say, mostly on U.S. stocks, you could use the Fidelity. If environmental and social governance, ESG, is of greater import, we can use the BlackRock. So we have diverse strategies inside of this fixed indexed annuity. I would point out, with all of these fixed indexed annuities, they're using what are called volatility controlled indices. So if the equity markets are roaring as they are now, you might notice that these indices don't move up as much, potentially because of the bond component that's inside of the index, because it's volatility controlled. But that's the way these indices are able to provide some of the upside and none of the downside.
Right. That is, some people don't like, it's like, well, the contract itself is volatility control. Why would I want that? But it offers the insurance company a better projection of cost of those index options. So that typically you'll see those maintain a steady level more so than something like just the S&P 500, which you'll see your caps and your participation rates kind of swing a bit more. And so again, I'm doing this one, a couple indexes I really like. So 2 year point to point with margin, the S&P 500 low volatility, 8%. That's a really, really good one. With the market being high right now, I'm not a big fan of like going into it, but that's why I'm going to take a little more conservative approach. We don't know what's going to happen. So one thing here that's interesting is the inverse performance trigger, meaning that you can put the money into that. And if the S&P 500 goes down by any amount, then you're going to get a positive interest credit. Okay. And when I look at this, if you look at this is going to illustrate over the past 10 years, and we know that in the past 10 years, the S&P 500 on an annual basis was only down two or three times, right? So I already know that the illustration is going to return less than stellar numbers. But again, I'm just trying to create something that gives us a conservative projection. And then the fixed account, you always have an option for a fixed rate. Right now, it's about 2% on this contract. If you want, you can put a piece or all of your money in the fixed rate. And I also know, so we've got 20% of the money over the past 10 years. It's never going to do more than 2%. That's going to really water down the projection of the illustration. And I think it's, so what, one thing that people don't fully comprehend, or some people don't, is that we get to change these up on every anniversary. So we can go into something really aggressive 1 year. For instance, this year and last year, I have a lot of people come through, they get a decent yield, and they say, I don't know what's going to happen, I'm just going to take the 2%, right? And they just take the fixed interest rate. I had a client do that with this contract just a couple months ago. She said, I'm just, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to second guess myself. I just want to guarantee I'm going to make some money. So she takes it for the year, and we'll reevaluate next year. Sound about right?
Yes, it does. And the only thing I'd just caveat is when you said aggressive with indexing strategies, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to swing for the fences better than that 2%. The worst we can do is get a zero if the markets are flat or down by any amount. But on the upside, if these have uncapped upside potential, that's where we can hopefully get a much higher credit. But just the concept of aggressive what's inside a fixed index annuity. I mean, earlier we were talking about the S&P 500 low volatility 8. You may decide, well, I don't think this is such a good entry point if an index is at highs, only because over the next 1 or 2 years, in this case, it would be a 2-year term, someone is likely to get a credit of zero. That may or may not happen. But when you're looking at some of these underlying indices, just keep in mind that the downside is at zero and the upside is hopefully unlimited if you have uncapped. And again, I'll wrap up here, Brian, but we've had discussions before with members of the listening audience. And when they have a cap, that means that no matter how much that index does as it moves up, the upside might be limited. If it's uncapped, we remove the ceiling. And these indices we're looking at here are uncapped. And that's why it's one of our favorite names for accumulation purposes.
Yes, it is. So I'll blow this up a little bit. Okay, so what I typically run to with people is I talk about, people say, well, what questions should I be asking, right? And the biggest thing is, like, I think you want to look at the protection factor. We know the money's guaranteed. Then you look at the growth potential, which is what we're going to do. And then you look at any restrictions in the contract so you know what rules you got to play by. And one of those restrictions is the surrender charge schedule. So you're not going to pay a load on this contract. You put 100 in, you get 100 goes to work day one. But if you pull all that money out, then obviously you're going to pay a fee. That's one thing people don't like, but understand if this works, if you can work, do it the right amount and for the right reasons in your plan, you're never going to see that charge. And so, yeah, just it's declining over years in the state of Montana. It goes 10-10-9-9-8-8-7-6-4-2. So, you know, in year nine, there's only a 2% fee, but I guarantee you're going to like the contract if you get that far. And there's no way you're going to want to pay the fee, right? And so the next one is the penalty-free withdrawals. So once per year after the first contract anniversary, penalty-free withdrawal, also known as penalty-free partial surrender, without surrender charges or MVA of up to 10% of your accumulation value. So you go through a year and then you can start taking 10% out every single year and you don't pay a penalty for it. Good enough, Ashok?
This looks fine. You have some liquidity options if you need it. I could make a case, by the way, let's just put somebody in the picture here. Where might they be using this penalty-free withdrawal? Well, maybe you have a pool of safe money, but you need to take certain distributions. As an example, I'll just say one situation could be maybe we need to fund a life insurance policy. We need to withdraw a certain amount of money. Well, if that funding for the life insurance policy happens, let's just say once a year, maybe that penalty-free withdrawal could be used. You take that once a year and you put that to its designed purpose. So the penalty-free withdrawal is something we can design into a plan and say, after the first year, we'll take a portion of this to, you know, and repurpose the money for something else. In the meantime, the balance that's left in the contract continues to grow.
Right. And that's obviously, that's a more technical, specific planning option. Typically, most of the time, penalty-free withdrawals, we're using them to generate income or just provide a backstop for RMDs and things like that. And you go, and obviously, I mean, we could do a separate show on that idea alone, Ashok, right?
Agreed. We're just sitting here with a lot of info.
I currently don't have any clients who are taking withdrawals to buy life insurance. None. But maybe they want to. We'll see. Anyway, beside the point. So I'm going to go down to this one again. Just they're going to explain like all the different crediting options. It's just an explanation of how you can make money in the contract. Here's our allocation. So we've got five sections, 15% in each of the S&P Mark V and the Fidelity on 1 and 2 year options. So we've got the S&P 500 inverse performance trigger. It's a 5% rate. So if it goes zero or less on the S&P 500, you're going to get 5% on that money. Pretty simple. The Mark V, you have these two options here. You get 75% of the index on the 1 year option and 110% on the 2 year option. The fixed account, like I said, is 2% declared rate. So that's just a guaranteed 2 on 20% of the money. And then in the Fidelity, on the 1 year option, you get, there's a 1% margin. So a Ashok, that obviously is, if the index goes up 6%, they take 1% off, you get 5. There's no cap, but they're going to take 1% off the total gain. That's the margin you pay. And on the 2 year option, you're going to get 120% of the index over a 2 year period. Fair enough?
Fair enough. And I'll point out again, those of you listening, you may want to see this on the YouTube channel. But what Brian's done here is we have several indices from which to choose. And those indices, importantly, in this contract, either give you a 1 year option or a 2 year option, or sometimes it might just be like, for example, with the S&P low volatility 8, there's only a 2 year option. But what we're able to do here is, I want to drive this point home, is the pie, the circle, as long as we get each of it to add up to 100%, and let's just say if it's a 1 year term, every year we can change out that slice of pie and put in something else. If it's a 2 year term, we've got to wait 2 years before we can change it out and put something else in. But when you look at the different terms and the different strategies, you basically say we've got a lot of options from which to choose. And importantly, the downside is going to be, if you're wrong, the downside is going to be zero unless you picked an enhanced strategy option. But the upside is, aside from the fixed, as long as it's an indexing strategy, all of these are configured for uncapped upside.
Right. And in this situation, we've only got 30% of the money on a 2 year option, which is becoming more and more what I'm encouraging people to do. Because what happens is you've got 2 years on 30% of the money. After the first year, you get to reposition 70% of the money. You can then put a 30 or 40% into another 2 year option. So then you're leapfrogging the 2 year options, is that's where you're going to get your best performance, but you got to set it up so you kind of hedge yourself and you're crediting. Because if you have it all in a 2 year option, you're waiting 2 years for your first credit, right? And then, I mean, by year six, you're only going to have 3 opportunities to reposition money and capture interest. So I think that's kind of risky, even though you're going to see the biggest numbers doing it that way. So these are all free options. There's no base fee on the contract. That's where I like to go to the guaranteed values page. And premium, $100,000. So we look at accumulation value death benefit. So this is assuming that every index in that contract went down for 10 straight years. A lot of people look at it and say, that doesn't look very good. And I come back with, well, if this is what actually happens, you're going to be damn glad you got the annuity, because everything else is going to look like trash, right?
You'll be darn glad.
Oh, see, there you go. He's the level-headed one. Here I am cursing up a storm. I apologize, everyone. So what I used to say is, like, this is what the insurance company guarantees, right? They guarantee you will never lose money. And if you do not elect, like was not done in this illustration, there will never, ever be a fee. At the 10th year, your surrender value and your accumulation value are equal, okay? Guaranteed surrender value, it declines, which means the surrender value increases, okay? That's just basically, this is what's guaranteed in the contract. You will never lose money and you will not ever pay a fee unless you choose to enhanced performance. We'll cover that later.
Let's just also just to kind of paint a picture here. Imagine a basketball going down a cliff. We know that when a basketball goes down a cliff, the way that ball is configured, there's going to be some bounces. It may eventually go all the way down into the ocean if you're at the top of a cliff and you throw it into the ocean, as long as it's going along the cliff. But usually there's going to be some spike up and then another leg lower. What the zero here is showing is assume every year the index is lower year over year. So that's why it's getting a zero. It's either flat or lower year in and year out. I don't think we've ever seen that before, but that's why what they're showing you is, if you didn't take out any withdrawals and you got a zero, this is where you'd end up.
No, that's true. And they're all going to make some money. I've never seen one that didn't make any money. Do you know that I've actually never gone through a year and got zero? Of every single contract has made some money every year.
I have had zeros before.
I know everybody else says that, but maybe I'm just too conservative. I always put something in the fixed or something like that. Okay, so this is what you're going to look at for the past 10 years. All those index options over the past 10 market years, you got an annual effective rate of 4.23%. I show this to people, and Ashok, I don't know if you're the same, but you show them this and you say, well, I'm really watering it down and being conservative with this. And they say 4.2, and they say, well, that's not going to beat inflation. What good is that contract? So we're being conservative to begin with, and then we're going to show you the upside later.
Yeah, I think what we're doing here is, again, if these are very similar to fixed income instruments, 3-5%, a 4% rate. And what this annual effective rate basically says is it's as if you got 4% year in and year out.
Exactly. Yes. So, and you can see over here in the credited interest rates, there's a 4.04, 8.02, then a 0.91. So some nice yields, like I said, in the second and the 10th year, you know, the even number years, that's when the 2 year comes in. That's where you're going to see the biggest gains. But I want to explain something about the automatic benefits rider that allows for early exit of the contract. This is why I don't sell it. Number one, with the bonus, you're going to get a 5% bump at the beginning, but then they're going to charge you a fee. So the bonus really just kind of offsets the fee to some extent. But if you look at this right here, so year two, your surrender value is already worth more than you put into the contract. This is where people relax. They look and say, oh yeah, it's a pretty good deal. You could walk away after 2 years with more money than you put into the contract if you surrender it. So that's why I say, why pay a fee for a benefit that'll do after 4 years? Because, you know, look at what you have. You're, you know, 110. Obviously, we don't encourage anyone to surrender it, but this is when you're going to realize, hey, this is not such a bad deal. I could always get out of it with all my money plus some. Okay. And so I think that's important. And again, like the 10-year accumulation value, surrender value, it's important to note the death benefit. If you pass away, your heirs will receive the full accumulation value. There are a couple of annuities that don't do that. There used to be more. It used to be a more common thing where I used to call it like a negative inheritance where they'll charge a surrender fee on death. But most of them allow a full accumulation value. You agree with that, Ashok?
I would. It's nice that this contract is designed that way. Also, keep in mind the rates we're seeing here are non-guaranteed. They're hypothetical. They just say, what if the index had performed the way it did over the past 10 years? We don't know how the market indices are going to do. And unless you're putting allocations into a fixed interest contract, like the 2% we were talking about, that's when you know, like, okay, for the coming year, we're going to get 2%. But with the index, we just don't know how it's going to perform. But if we took the last 10 years of history, that's where we're seeing the 4%. We know what our worst case is with the zero. And then the actual returns could be higher or lower or somewhere in between.
Right. And we'll look at some of the higher returns as well. So there's a nice summary here. They go over the past 20 years, they pick the highest, lowest, and most recent 10-year period. So the highest one was 5.09 and the lowest was 3.5. So again, we're going to go conservative when we're doing income planning because we don't want to set unreasonable expectations. Typically, I don't think you can beat almost, if you get a 3.5% yield, you're going to beat any guaranteed income contract out there, period. Just the way it is. So we got a really good shot at it. And then we're going to talk about, obviously, if you want to pick apart the indexes, it shows you each index over those three different periods. And you look at where your best yield was. Some people really like to dig into numbers. Other people don't. And then we've got a little mountain chart and then just some contract disclaimers, market value adjustments. You want to talk about that, Ashok?
Market value adjustment just says during the surrender period, if you surrender the contract for more than the penalty-free amount, what is the carrier using here at the end of the day? They're using bonds and bonds can move up and down. So in price, so if the carrier takes a hit on the bonds, they may have to pass along a portion of the losses. Conversely, when interest rates drop and prices go up, we've seen in the last cycle, there were contracts that were being issued in 2018. Those contracts had what was called a positive market value adjustment because interest rates had dropped during the coronavirus epidemic. So we saw that the adjustment was positive and they were able to avoid any surrender charges because of a positive market value adjustment. I would say one other thing too, Brian, is that you mentioned earlier this contract can be used for income planning. This is one of the best contracts out there. Again, we're talking about here, we're doing our review of Midland National's Retire Vantage 10 contract, and we're saying that it's one of our favorite contracts, especially for the flex strategy. And you've mentioned before this could be used for income planning. It definitely can because it doesn't have that guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefit, the GLWB rider that we talked about in the last episode. But you can also use a contract like this for, I was kind of alluding it to earlier, life insurance only because within the context of estate planning, you could use it for maybe a...
Okay, can you guys tell that Ashok loves life insurance? So he keeps plugging it. We're talking about an accumulation product and he's talking about a life insurance strategy. Come on.
Well, what I'm saying is this product is so versatile. It has so many different applications as a funding mechanism for something else. Or let's just say you want a side fund and you say, I just want this pool of money to grow safely. I don't need to put an income rider on there. The same underlying product can be used for multiple purposes. And that's kind of where I was using earlier that application.
I gotcha.
Funding life
okay,
insurance.
Okay. So while you explain the ideas, I'm just going to get going on the next one. Okay. I like to show this because again, we're going the fee-based options, but we're going to go a little bit more aggressive, just only two-year options. S&P Mark V and the Fidelity multi-factor yield. So just purely 2% interest rate. So this is, we're going to enhance the yield, but we're still using the non-fee strategies. So guaranteed minimums are the same. All other contract details are the same. Look at the past 10 years. And again, annual effective rate, 6.27%. So we bumped up the yield by 2%, and you're going to see obviously a lot more performance. That gives you a better surrender value, gives you better growth. So instead of 151, we're at 183 at year 10. Okay. So that's very good performance. And I think, you know, if you can achieve something like that in your contract, if this is the worst thing that happens in your portfolio over the next 10 years, you're going to be in really good shape, right?
Yes. Now, is this where we can talk a little bit about the account value true-up that we like so much about this contract?
Yeah, we're going to go to that next, and we're going to talk about maximum performance. So again, go to the highest, lowest, and most recent. The lowest was 5.04% in the past 10 years. That's a very good number for any planning you need to do, whether you're buying life insurance or income planning or just RMDs, and the highest being 7.88. So again, that's kind of where, you know, maximum, no fee. There's actually one index that will go close to 10%. It's the low vol 8. If we just illustrate that, I think it's in the 9.5% range, 9.3 maybe for yield. So there's a lot of ways to get a really good yield out of this contract. But what Ashok was talking about recently, or just a minute ago, is the, okay, so this is where, explain the enhanced participation rates, would you please?
I will, and I'm chomping at the bits because what you're showing here is we can take the same contract. Now, we just talked about its application in multiple settings. Now we're talking about design. You can do one-year contracts, one-year allocation terms, or we could do the 2 years, Brian was saying, and now we can even take it to the next level and say, let's pay a little extra money to buy up the participation rate. Let me level set. What is a participation rate again? Let's just say we have a 60% participation. If the index goes up 10%, I'm using just back of the envelope numbers from the air, but I'm just saying if an index goes up 10 and you've got a 60% participation rate, that means your credit would be 6% or 60% times the 10% upside movement. And what we're saying here is that the carrier says, well, you can pay a little extra fee. In this case, it's 1% per year. But now that participation rate is going to go much, much higher. We might see a participation rate in excess of 100%. So the same 10% move in the index will yield a higher credit. What we're doing is we're basically saying, let's pay for some rocket fuel. That is the purpose of this money. And guess what? What I love about this contract so much, and you can tell, Brian, I feel like just opening up the shirt and just flying off somewhere. It's that if you buy rocket fuel and for whatever reason, the indices, which are beyond our control, they don't perform, Midland actually says at the end of the 10-year period, we will true up your account value so that, yes, you paid for rocket fuel, but unfortunately, you only got 85 octane or something, right? Imagine going to a gasoline station and saying, I want to pay 92. And for whatever reason, you never got to go on the Autobahn. You got to do wheelies in the parking lot.
A bit of a stretch there.
Yeah, but you get the idea. The gas company actually comes to you at the end.
It's a money back guarantee, right?
Yeah, they just say that the fee doesn't hurt you because we swung for the fences.
It's like having a solar panel. If it provides everything in your, all the power in your house plus a little extra, then the power company sends you money.
This is where we want our clients swinging for.
So this is where, just in very simple terms, this is exactly what he's talking about. Okay. So you see the account, the accumulation value is going down, right? And then you get to year 10 and they say, wow, that didn't help you. So bam, true it up. We're going to give you your money back. So in the long run, your guarantee is still the same. So, and one thing about this is there are a lot of other contracts that are doing this. The fees might be 1.5%. Ashokan, I just looked at one where the company starts at 0.95, but within the contract each year or each crediting term, they can increase that fee to up to 3%. And so from an income planning perspective, the fee does not help, but this one is guaranteed not to go above 1% for the life of the, for the surrender term.
And at the end of 10 years.
So you don't have to worry about, and again, you can, you have this option. What I like to tell people is, what if you buy this contract now? And I'm not recommending people use the enhanced fee options. I want them to get into the contract first. And so, but what if the market corrects and it's down 30 or 40% a year from today? Well, I would say, heck yeah, 100% two-year fidelity multi-factor with a fee, right? Because we looked at up here and all of a sudden you're getting 180% of that rate. And I saw that last year. I've been following that for the last year and a half. There were times last year that thing was up 12, 13% just in a year. In the last 2 years, that thing's up 20-something percent, right? So 180% of that is 36% in 2 years. Of course, you'd pay 2% to do that. Piece of cake. And if you don't get 36%, if you get zero or anything less, they're going to give you your money back anyway. So a really good option for people who are going to just set the money aside and really want to see it grow, but want to make sure they don't lose anything, right?
I completely agree. This is what gets me so excited is I don't know how the indices are going to do. Brian doesn't. Anyone listening, we don't know. What we're saying here is that we have the platform that says we can limit the downside. We can have unlimited upside. We don't know how the indices are going to do. It's anyone's guess how you do the allocation. But the design of this is such we can swing for the fences. And at the end of 10 years, you got to wait the full surrender period. That's when the true up hits. And they say, okay, if the fee that you paid extra for was hurtful, then the carrier will actually make up the difference. It's what's called the account value true up. It's one of my favorite features.
So what, and what we're going to see here, obviously, you know, past 2 years in the Fidelity, 32.6 net, or no, that's gross. So it's 32.6, but your account value, so they took the, you got $2,000 off of it. It's kind of like a little margin, but it's still uncapped. It's amazing. I mean, you could pay surrender fees and still have about a 9% average after over 2 years. So what we do is that you wouldn't set it up from the beginning. You'd put half the money in the 1 year and half of it in the 2 year. And then after the first year, you put that in a 2 year. So then instead of going 0.32, 0.28, you're going to have an opportunity for a positive credit each year. So it's going to smooth out the yields and give you a better expectation of high performance. So piece of cake, year 10, 246, 246. Okay. So again, we could start with this and say, wow, this contract's great, but we also have, look at how we had to divide it up at the beginning just to show a 4% yield. We had to really draw that thing back. That's why I like this thing has potential to really grow. And if you're looking at protecting money, I mean, you got an A plus company. A lot of the other high competitors, they might be A minus, might be B plus. We're talking about safety, safe assets. Go for the strongest company. If you've got one of the strongest companies out there with this kind of potential and these many options, nothing else compares. So that's my opinion. What do you think?
I completely agree. And one of the things I like, and anyone who's doing your due diligence, when you look at the carriers, if we're going to talk A plus, it's just another added point. What I like about Midland and North American both are that they're, I believe it's their tier one and tier two. A lot of carriers will look at those numbers and say, how much do we have in terms of investment quality bonds? Midland has one of the highest concentrations of tier one bonds. So it's very well capitalized and based on that analysis alone.
Is it 96%?
Yep. And it might be 75 or something. And then with the tier two, I think it's around 20 or something, but they have a high concentration of tier one bonds in their portfolio. And so we like the way the company is run. There are other contracts out there, by the way, that will let you buy up the rate. Some of them don't have the account value true up. There's one I've seen where they offer that true up feature, but it happens in year five of the contract and it's a 10-year surrender. So that way, okay, well, you've trued me up halfway, but then what happens in the next half of the term when it's in surrender? So I like the fact, bottom line here is, you got the account value true up. We've got uncapped indices. We've got the ability to buy it up. This is our favorite idea in the Flex strategy.
Yeah, and there's also, there's at least one contract where if you choose the enhanced rates, you're going to pay the allocation fee and you're required to keep it for the whole term. So that, again, what I, another thing I really like, because I like options, I like control, I like flexibility. This is a thing for you available in the contract. You can use it or not, right? You have the choice on an annual basis. Now, we're going to encourage you to pursue the highest potential, but we're not going to be, but we take it seriously. If we think conditions don't suggest it's worth paying a fee, then we're going to go. No, we're not always right, but we're going to try to get your best interests in mind. And obviously, we want to see it grow as well, because it's exciting for us and fun for us to see big numbers come out every year.
It is.
So there you go. I mean, last 20 years, the highest was 11.62. Mamma mia, right? So that was 12/31/09 to 12/31/2019.
I would say that if anyone's looking at accumulation, again, this is the Annuity Straight Talk podcast. Give us a call, 800-438-5121, 800-438-5121. Hit the green schedule a call button. One of the benefits, by the way, of talking with us or working with us is that if you're looking for something like the Flex strategy and you're looking, okay, how do I implement it? We could actually show you where we feel something like this could work into your particular case design. And the benefit is both of us have access to this contract. A lot of agents don't participate with Midland's direct-to-agent model, so this may not be an offering that you see. So
yeah, there are a lot of guys that don't even know it exists.
Exactly. So we offer contracts with where it's not direct. We offer, but it's just being from where we sit, we want to know what are all the great contracts out there, and this is one we both have access to. So give us a call.
Yep, absolutely. So we're here. The number's live. I think we got this one covered, wouldn't you say?
I do. And the only thing I'd say, one last thing, and this is just something to keep in mind about fixed index annuities in general, and this is for people as they're doing their homework on them, is that sometimes the participation rate in a fixed index annuity can change year to year. So just know that this year, the participation rate may be 60%. The next year, it might be 60% or 55%. So just keep in mind as you're doing your homework, sometimes those participation rates can jump around. One of our favorite other designs where we pair this with another contract where we can actually lock in that participation rate. And that makes for hopefully the best of both worlds, where you have potentially some flexibility. That's what the, you know, some flexibility in the participation rates. Yes, that happens here. But we've got the account value true up. That's what I like about the Retire Advantage. Then there's another contract out there, which we could talk about in a future episode, where we can lock in the participation rates, but there's no account value true up. So when you put stuff like those together in a plan.
Yeah, and you did a split. It's a 5 and a 10 year. So that's another thing. This is a 10 year option. Midland has an 8 year option and a 5 year option for shorter term stuff. They don't have the 5 year option has an enhanced rate opportunity. The 8 year does not. It's still very good contracts if you're sensitive to timing. A lot of people, if it's your first experience with an index annuity, I've had a lot of people come in, do, you know, the 5 or 7 year contract. And then a couple years into it, it's like, hey, this is pretty good. It's like, all right, well, now look at the 10 and realize that, you know, you can get a tremendous amount of liquidity between the two contracts. So a lot of people just, they relax a little bit once you understand the deal and you realize it's a pretty good thing. I mean, oh baby, here it is.
And the last thing we should mention too, as well, is that this is our favorite idea among the Flex strategy. And it's also, correct me if I'm wrong, it's flexible premium.
Yes. A lot of people are surprised to know that they can add funds to the contract. And I've done that with a couple of people this year. I mean, you can, what is it, like $50? You can even just start putting a direct deposit in it. I think it's pretty small, but you can do a direct deposit. What happens if you put new money in, then it's going to sit in the fixed account until your next anniversary, and then it's all going to go to work in whatever indexes you choose.
Well, I think we've covered this one pretty well. This is our favorite idea in the Flex strategy. There are other great carriers out there with a lot of great products, but this is one you and I are sort of like those test drivers. We've test driven this one. We like it. We wanted to share it with the world.
Yep, absolutely. So we're here if you need us. Schedule a call, annuitystraighttalk.com, green button, any page, 800-438-5121. Ashok, thank you for your time and expertise today. Grateful for everyone showing us. Subscribe to the podcast or to the YouTube channel. Get notifications as soon as we release a new video. And we'll see you next time for episode 13. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.
Ashok S. Ramji is an investment advisor representative of Insight Folios, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is notice filed or is excluded or exempted from notice filing requirements. Any fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered through his association with Insight Folios, Inc. Top Planning LLC is not a registered investment advisor and is not another name under which Insight Folios provides services. Insurance products and services only are offered through Top Planning LLC. Insight Folios, Inc. and Top Planning LLC are not affiliated companies.